The NDP is expected to receive its provisional certificate by the end of this week. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the interim secretary general of the party, Dr. Joseph Mambua Roxon, said the party filed the appropriate documents at the EC last Friday and is optimistic that, barring any hitches, the NDP will receive its provisional certificate this week and the final certificate within 30 days to operate fully as a party. He spoke to Brighton Trauma.
Just filed all those documents in fulfillment of the political party law to the EC, and we are waiting our provisional certificate.
So when are you expecting this provisional certificate?
According to the law, 7 days after we file that. But it all depends on if there are no hitches. And if there are no hitches, in a week, we should be able to get our provisional certificate. And in 30 days, we should be able to get our full certificate to operate as a political party.
So when did you file the papers?
We did that on Friday.
So you're expecting the certificate within this week, right? If
yes,
there are 7 days.
This week, or yes, within this week. Or if all things go well, then within this week, yes.
Dr. Mambua Roxon denied suggestions that the Rawlingses have abandoned the party, reacting to suggestions that former President Rawlings has paid his dues to the NDC. He said this is untrue because the founder does not pay dues and the Rawlingses have never paid since 1992.
From the beginning, we stated that the Rawlingses were with the NDP, and that is true. I still maintain as the interim secretary general that the Rawlingses are solidly behind us, and they are solidly behind us because of the constitution of our party and the vision and objective of our party, which is to instill the principles that have been thrown away by the NDC party. So they are solidly behind us and they will campaign for us when we launch our party very, very soon after the certification process.
But just last week, we learned the former president paid all his dues to the NDC, reaffirming his commitment to the party. And you're also saying he's ready to campaign for you. Who should we believe now?
Well, you should believe me because follow laws. There is nothing the founder of the party does not pay dues. And the NDC leadership must come out clear and tell Ghanaians and stop playing propaganda that the founder of NDC has never paid any dues ever since NDC was established in 1992. And that if they are coming out now to say he has paid his dues up to 1992, then if they are throwing dust into the eyes of Ghanaians. And Ghanaians are so wise, they are so intelligent to know that this is just a propaganda. Why will he wait from 1992 to pay his now? Why didn't he pay his dues? And why didn't they complain about that? So they are rather making propaganda of the situation. And they should stop that because people are watching the leadership of the party. They have not behaved themselves well, and they thought 4 years was 40 years. 4 years is never 40 years in the life of a party. We have come, and they need to be very straight to Ghanaians, like the NDP is going to be very straight to Ghanaians. We are going to be their auditors. When we take over in January of 2013, we'll be able to assess whether there has been any wrongs committed by NDP. And if there are any, to let Ghanaians know. Because a party that takes over from another party is supposed to serve as an audit of the public, of the Ghanaians, to make sure that the system works. But they have failed to do that when they took over from the NDP. And we, the NDP, National Democratic Party, will be doing that when we take over power in 2012. Lead the country and make sure that the processes are strong, that judgment debts are not just paid. They have to go through a process.
All right, but just last week, too, former President Rawlings met with President Mills. Does it not send shivers through your spine that, oh, the man is abandoning you?
No, he met the president on a different platform, okay? And the different platform had nothing to do with the formation of our new party. It had nothing to do, I'm not privileged to the private conversations that they held, but the fact was that it did not indicate that he had abandoned us. He's with the NDP. And he's going to take my word to the bank. He's going to campaign for the NDP when we launch our party.
On the conflicting party colors, Dr. Mambua said the party does not see anything wrong with it as colors and not the preserve of any individual or group of people.
No, our party colors are not conflict. And the fact is that we have submitted to the EC. The EC does not register party colors. They register what symbols. Symbols are what is used on the ballot box and in the ballot paper and all those things. So we are not conflicting, and colors are not the reserve of any political party. If you look at colors, Ghana, Togo, Guinea, Mali, they have the same colors, but it is just the positioning of the colors. So no party or no country can say that these colors are mine and no other person can use them. Colors are colors. And that is why the EC intelligently does not go for color. They go for symbol. And symbols differentiate. Our symbol is a white dove holding a Jinyami sign with his beak in a flight motion. And that is our symbol. It's so different from the umbrella that they're talking about.
Dr. Mambo Roxon, Interim Secretary General of the NDP.